Hello?
Yeah, what's up? Could I speak to Jane, please?
This is Jane.
Hey, Jane, how are you? My name is Duff. I'm calling from Hot Yoga.
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty sweet. So, listen, I'm the manager here, and I just thought I'd give you a quick call because I know you've been coming into our yoga studio for a couple months now. And how's everything going? Are you enjoying your experience?
Yeah, classes have been good. I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, and I wanted to tell you on a personal note that I've been watching your progress via Dropcam, and you are getting way more flexible, which is awesome. I'm really
I'm sorry.
proud of, yes.
You have a drop cam?
Yeah, I have Dropcams in the yoga studio, and I've just been checking it out. And I gotta say that you have excelled so much. Like, when you first got in there, you could barely bend at all. And now you're just like a pretzel, like in half, which is dope.
Do you tell people that when they sign up that you have drop cams? That seems like something you should tell them.
No, what I find is that, like, especially chicks are hella judgy when they find out there's a cam in there. So I pretty much don't say anything.
But I don't know, that kind of weirds me out that there are cameras all in the studio.
No, it shouldn't. Like the other day, I was watching and I was like specifically focusing on you, and you went into this pose and I was eating a
What?
sandwich. I was eating lunch at the time. I almost choked on my
So you're
sandwich
just
because.
like eating lunch while watching us?
Hey, speaking of lunch, what do you think?
About what?
Lunch? Like, do you eat it?
Of course I eat lunch.
Yeah, would you like to eat it with me one time?
So let me get this straight. You call and tell me I'm doing well in yoga classes, which you're watching me on these drop cams
Hell
that
yeah.
I didn't even know were there. You don't tell anybody about, and now you're asking me out to lunch?
Yeah,
I
you
mean,
got it exactly.
is this even like legal or ethical? This seems like a major problem.
Me asking you out to lunch is a major problem. I'm pretty
Well,
sure
I
that's
mean
okay.
that you're like watching in on our classes on
Yeah,
these
can you do
cameras.
me a favor and stop harping on the cams? Because I
Well,
think you're missing the point, and the point is I'm asking you out on a lunch date.
yeah,
So.
I'm not interested. I mean, this whole thing weirds me out. I think it's, I don't know, this sounds like you might be a pervert or something. Like, this is
Whoa.
gross and really uncomfortable.
I don't know if you heard this or not, but I manage the yoga studio, so I make hella scratch. So it'd
Yeah, dude,
probably.
I don't care about that. You seem like a creep. If you're sitting there watching our classes and then thinking that you're going to call and ask me out for lunch,
Yeah.
like not interested.
I think it's interesting how you're playing hard to get.
I'm
And
not playing hard to get. I'm telling you that
yeah.
you are gross.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious to me. And I gotta tell you, I kind of like a chase a little bit.
Ew,
But,
ew, you, there's something wrong with you.
like,
Like,
if you
you're a
keep.
deranged idiot.
Here's the thing, Jane. If you keep saying no, this ship is gonna sail before you have a chance to get on it.
Are you for real? Like, with your sayings and everything? Do you do this to all the girls?
I'm just trying to say you're about to pass up a really good opportunity to hang out with like an awesome dude.
I don't get what's wrong with you. I mean, you're not impressing me. You wouldn't impress any woman with any of this.
Yeah, I think if you were to like look at my Instagram, you'd see that you're completely wrong.
Dude, I'm not checking out your Instagram. Are you
Yeah,
kidding?
you probably don't want to do that because you'd be hella jelly. Because like all the
Hella
breezies.
jelly, what man says that?
You know what? That's cool and everything. I have to deal with haters on the regular anyway, so I'm just gonna go ahead and plop you in the hater category.
All
And
right,
like,
bro. Consider me a hater.
yeah, you can go just like be normal and lame and like hang out with all your loser friends if you don't want to like, live the good life or whatever.
You know, to be honest, I can't even believe I've been talking to you for this long. And when I tell my boyfriend Ryan about this, he's going to be so pissed off.
Is your boyfriend's name Ryan?
How the hell do you know him?
That's my boy, that's why. Like, he and I, we kick it.
Ryan would never have anything
Yeah,
to do
no,
with
that
you.
guy slays so much.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm totally kidding. This isn't even a real phone call. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your boyfriend Ryan set you up.
What are you talking about?
He said there's some douchey guy that works at the yoga studio you go to who's always hitting on you.
Oh, no way. He set the Hulk. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, anyway, you missed out on the Duff train.
Oh, my God,
So.
clearly.